In yet another shocking betrayal of public trust, Mark Zuckerberg's Meta empire has once again defiled another American community's punch bowl with his loathsome technocratic arrogance.
Somebody keeps buying like a big chunk of Hawaii. Who is that?
Bill Zuckerberg Gates has an underground thing somewhere on one of those islands.
Underground?
Like, what's
oh,
above
yes,
and
him,
under.
It's him.
Yeah, Zuckerberg.
Yes,
yeah. I know him pretty well. Zuck.
You
liked
know him?
Property. You know.
They have doomsday bunkers, which makes me nervous.
They have planes
who
at
does?
The ready.
The rich guys.
The billionaires have G7s at the ready. If the shit hits the fan, they have underground bunkers built in New Zealand and then go get right to it. They bring the nanny,
the
kids, everybody.
If the world blows up and it's like The Walking Dead, do we really want... I'd rather just kind of go with it. I don't want to be eating Dinty Moore beef stew and you can't open the...
Dinty Moore!
We just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA.
The real kicker is right here in the policy where Facebook says it would remove any content that, quote, claims the COVID-19 vaccine changes people's DNA. Well, we just got a new leaked tape from Zuckerberg himself, the CEO of Facebook, basically violating his own code of conduct. He would be censored on the platform today for what he said.
I share some caution on this because we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA.
So when Zuckerberg said, quote, basically, the vaccine is modifying people's DNA, it seems pretty clear modifying is synonymous with changing. Again, Zuckerberg would be banned from Facebook for saying this.
The progress of building these AI models that can effectively simulate biology and therefore help with drug design and help with understanding of fundamental parts of biology and how to get the right equilibrium for how all that works. But, you know, the things that can create that, I think there's the concern that, well, could someone who's bad use that to make things that hurt people, right? Or create like a bioweapon or something. And I think that that's still an open question, but I think it's clearly a thing that really needs to be thought through carefully. And I think is one of the things on the horizon that we need to be careful about.
Discovered during routine fecal testing in February 2026 in Cheyenne, Wyoming, officials traced a rare and deadly bacterium, Cupria vetus Gillardii, an uncommon bacterial species. They found it in wastewater discharges from a contractor tied to Meta's massive under-construction AI facility. Meta's contractor, Goat Systems LLC, was hit with significant non-compliance, forcing a citywide ban on similar data center discharges. The multi-drug resistant pathogen is a soil bacterium that turns opportunistic killer. It had flooded the city's sewer system during routine fill-and-flush operations for the cooling loops at the 800,000-square-foot Project Cosmo campus. Cheyenne's Board of Public Utilities had to shut down its reclaimed water system entirely for the water sprayed as aerosol onto parks, golf courses, and public green spaces out of fear of airborne exposure. Officials scrambled to disinfect and test, with some bacteria even slipping into Wyoming's Crow Creek. The elite's transhumanist fever dream of total digital control is now literally making people sick. They've come for the water and energy like an invading army. When your goal is to lock down human freedoms, human sacrifice is inevitable. Bacteria in the pipes today, who knows what tomorrow? John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
Alex Jones is back. The info war continues at alexjoneslive.com. And you can follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live.
Do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com.
Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Nothing can stop me. The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
Welcome to the War Room Live. I am your host on this July 10th, 2026. Rex Jones here filling in for Harrison Smith. I've got an exciting show for you guys today. I've got Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Aguilar, leading geopolitical analyst, former Green Beret, and congressional candidate joining me in the second hour, as well as Fishback, James Fishback, hopefully joining me in the third. If he doesn't join me in the third, I'll be taking your calls today. And we got a big roundup. As usual, the Iran war news is never ending. And Trump, you know, one day he says at the G7 conference, you know, we got 4 weeks left till we run out of oil. We got to put a stop to it. They're blowing up Lebanon. It's unnecessary. I think the Syrians would do a better job. We get this signaling. And I'm thinking about when I was hosting a few shows in here. Right. And I was very hopeful. I was white pilling. I was talking about J.D. Vance in a positive context. And if you know me as a broadcaster, you know, I don't do that too often. But sadly, it looks like we're back to the old bag of tricks. Netanyahu is about to visit the White House, and it looks like the war is back on again. I want to reference this Sonar 21 document from Larry Johnson. Trump declares MOU with Iran is dead. I'm going to read a little bit of this to you guys and lay out some key points here. So the drama over the Strait of Hormuz escalated on Wednesday with Donald Trump declaring the MOU with Iran as dead and vowed more attacks on Iran. Trump continues to insist that Iran has no right to interfere with any ship trying to transit the Strait of Hormuz, but the fact is that Iran is acting within its rights under the terms spelled out under paragraph 5 of the MOU. So let me break that down for the audience. All right. There's something called the PGSA. What does that stand for? The Persian Strait Gulf Authority, right? You're supposed to register and log in. You have to let them know crew members, ship number, ship content, cargo, etc., insurance, whole nine yards, right? And Iran, if you look at a marine tracker, you can look, they've been abiding by that and they've had transit through their end of the strait, right? Now, what have we done alongside the British? We've told ships to go around the other side in direct violation of paragraph 5 of the MOU, a document that anyone can read. By the way, I can read it. I'm 23 years old. And it's so funny, when it initially came out like a month ago, you have Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro. And I think it was even Ted Cruz's defense. And I don't want to slander the man, so I'm not sure, but I know it was the prior two. They said, oh, I haven't seen the MOU. You know, Hamas and Hezbollah are trying to hide the MOU from me. That's basically what Mark Levin said. OK, they said they hadn't seen it. Oh, I'm blind. I'm in the dark. It's all out there. Trump signed it in Geneva, Switzerland. Okay, in black and white, we are in violation of paragraph 5 of the MOU, not to mention the violations of paragraph 1 of the MOU, where Lebanon is mentioned 3 times. Immediate end to all conflict, right? So we all know the truth. We know that we're just staging more troops and actually getting ready to go in. I had people call me crazy and stupid and all manner of vile insults on Twitter because I said there'd be a ground invasion. I don't want that to happen. I want to make this very clear. When I make these apocalyptic predictions that I really don't want to make, it's just based off the analysis of the insanity that runs our country right now. Okay? When I hear somebody, like, I'll just give an example of the quartering, right, who's just like blubbering around thinking it's all going to be over in 5 seconds, I wish he was right, but he's wrong, right? And that's the thing I want to say. Because I know in the audience here, I know it's somewhat of a mixed bag, and there's people that really do support the president still. And I would just say the president doesn't support you with this foreign policy, right? If the president supported you, he would do what he said 4 weeks ago, which is what? We're about to hit tank bottom. We can't do that. We have to make decisions, right? Essentially, I'm paraphrasing, but he said we can't do it. We got 4 weeks left. He established a timeline. Well, I think we're like 1 or 2 days, maybe 3 days away from that timeline. being fulfilled, you know, the prophecy of the dawn being fulfilled. So what happens then? Let me break it down for you. What is the crisis? Because we got plenty of oil here. Trump always says it, right? We have the light crude, the sweet crude, but we're set up to deal with a lot of sour crude, right? And we have to make the decision. Do we take the sour crude and spend it on aviation fuel and diesel? Or excuse me. I'm getting a little sped up here because I was talking about this morning. I'm trying to run through it really quick. Sour crude can either be used to make aviation fuel or diesel for trucks, transportation, food, logistics, everything we need for civilian domestic life, right? So they're going to have to make a decision. Are they going to use the crude to make the aviation fuel to continue the bombings and logistics and the war? Or are they going to spend it on the diesel to take care of the people here and keep our economy afloat? Keep in mind, we've been draining those giant salt caverns, those reserves. It's almost over, okay? Lowest numbers since, I believe, 1982. Since Ronald Reagan, you know, Trump always wanted to be like Reagan. Well, look at that. Isn't that wonderful? I'm 23 years old. Super cool. I'm not a billionaire like Trump. You know, just, hey, I'm being really ungrateful and really negative about all this war stuff. I just should have invested in the stock market 20 years ago when I was 3 years old. Then it would all be fine. All right, just a side tangent. But getting back into the Sonar 21 article, Trump's Wednesday strikes, we're talking about yesterday, doubled the size of the ones that he ordered the day before. Iran, in response, launched ballistic missiles and drones at U.S. bases in Kuwait, Bahrain, the UAE, and the Mufawafi al-Salti Air Base in Jordan. Okay, so in Bahrain, what they've targeted, again, is the 5th Fleet headquarters. That's gone. Okay, so that's just another example of the damage they don't count in that like $113 billion total, which is at least double in my estimation. So, however, the Trump attack prompted an ominous warning from the spokesperson from Iranian's parliament for the Iranian parliament's National Security Committee, who stated that a renewed U.S. attack will be answered with a change in nuclear doctrine. Uh-oh. Well, how's that for your self-fulfilling prophecy? How's that for Iran must never have a nuclear weapon? You kill the guy that banned it. You kill the Pope. And oh, no, they might be changing their minds. In any future confrontation, the enemy will face a comprehensive all-out surprise offensive from the Islamic Republic of Iran. We have many options available that were not even used during the 40-day war. Options such as a withdrawal from the Non-Proliferation Treaty, the NPT. Keep in mind, our strongest ally, the most moral army in the world or whatever, they're not a signatory. They don't have nuclear inspections, but Iran does, or they sign the NPT. Changing nuclear doctrine and closing the Bab al-Mandeb, Strait alongside the Strait of Hormuz are on the table for review. A bill for non-proliferation treaty withdrawal is also ready for review in parliament. And if Iran faces an existential threat, a change in nuclear doctrine could also be put into the agenda. Pressure is growing in Iran to withdraw from the MOU. Oh, wait, no. That must be a dirty, rotten lie. Larry Johnson, who's basically never wrong, must be wrong. The Iranian people, we've been told by the OnlyFans models that live in Southern California, they're about to rise up, right? But let's take a look and let's see. Because Lindsey Graham, he also says, I want to give them the Second Amendment so they can fight back with those big guns. Now, Lindsey Graham's made that argument. I want to go play you guys. Which one is it with a giant burning Lego effigy? It's from Suleiman. I'm looking for it right now. I know it's in the 20s here. It's not number 24. Let's go ahead and find that. You're going to see they're very creative. OK, and you're going to see the kind of attitude they have towards us. And I got more footage of the funeral of the Ayatollah. This is how crazy the news is every day. I haven't even mentioned this yet. It's the largest funeral procession for anybody in human history. They're estimating between 30 and 45 million people. Suleiman Ahmed, who I have many disagreements with, but I consider to be a great journalist, he's the only guy from the West that's been allowed to follow the entire funeral procession, like through town. And what he is saying is that the Iranian people are on the street chanting revenge, revenge, revenge. So how does this work? If you have a giant hornet's nest, not even on your house, on like your neighbor's property, do you go over to your neighbor's property and bash that you do boxing exercises on it, like the speed bag? Like, look at this thing go up in flames. I'm just going to shut up for a little while. Let y'all watch this, okay? While I take a little sip of water.
Marg bar bi vatan!
Pause it. All right, so how is this working out? How is the regime change war in under 48 hours? We're going to do color revolution. It's going to be over. Once we kill the supreme leader, the whole government will fall. They'll never close the strait. Dave Rubin said they'd never close the strait, by the way. That guy probably gets paid millions of dollars in sponsorships to do propaganda. Like, and that's a large part of the reason why the American public's been fooled on this. They just don't know. And that's why it's so important that you share the live links, you share the feed, you share the transmission. You tell people, learn about the Alex Jones Network. Learn about people like, who can I give some examples of? Dialogue Works, Judge Napolitano, Daniel Davis Deep Dive on YouTube. Learn about these people. Study them. Study what we do here on the network, what my father talks about. Our guest, the phenomenal Michael Yawn, would be an amazing place for you guys to start doing some deep research. Look at this. So they have an entire industry of information warfare. And it's hugely popular in the West. I mean, these things get, you know, millions of shares and likes and you name it, right? What do we have? Trump posts memes of himself as Slender Man on the White House account. We really have to stop thinking about this as a rational conflict. And we have to start thinking about it as an irrational one. And this is a very interesting thing. Here, come back to me for a second. Let's talk for a little while about game theory. And then I want to get into the Trump assassination thing from Israel. Israel has new intelligence. Source, I made it up, right? I want to talk about game theory for a little bit, okay? When you're completely unpredictable in like a poker game, for example, a person can very easily put you on a range of just, you know, the typical hands that are going to be in the deck and they can easily beat you. Trump likes to say, we have the cards, I have the cards, you don't have the cards. Well, how is this for cards? Your hand is open. Everyone can see what you're going to play. And sure, there might be some powerful things that he can do, like, you know, war crimes be another great example. He's already done that. Why stop now? Why stop with the school? Why not blow up the power plants and desalinization? You know, that's just, I'm getting sidetracked, but I have to give an example of the insanity because I talked about the irrationality of all of this. Iran gets like 3% of their water from those plants. The Gulf states in Israel, some of them get like over 30, 40, 50%. So You have to stop thinking about it from the context that Trump is a rational actor, and you have to start putting him on the range of just, okay, what does he have the logistical ability to do with the tools that of discord and destruction that he has? All of us, basically. The taxpayer, the military, the government, the country, the whole thing, right? And when you start to look at it from that perspective, there's actually quite a lot that he can do. He can make us suffer a lot more before he gets tired of playing this game. And you know, I think it would be different if there were more people in Washington that were actually telling him the reality of what this country is going to look like a year after he does this. You know, and just from a profit motivated, like a survival standpoint for himself, I don't think he understands what he's done. Maybe he does. Maybe he thinks, like he said, like, I'm not going to heaven and stuff like this. Maybe he just thinks that he's going to die soon or whatever because he's old, right? I mean, they're all 80, right? People go, talk bad about my Trump. There he is right there. That's my Trump. That's my Trump. That's my main man. It's my guy. You don't insult my Trump. And I'm like, hey, man, I don't care where you come from across the country. I was a believer. I'm a Texan. I was fooled. All right. That's my personal opinion. Trump has to realize that he's fooling himself. Okay. And he has to just step away from all this. The Joe Kent position is just so beautiful. You declare victory and you go home. We don't need these military bases. I'm going to talk to Anthony Aguilar about that. We don't need to fund these color revolutions. I'm talking to him about that as well. We don't need to do this stuff, especially from the perspective. Think about it like this. We said that our goal in Ukraine from the start was to degrade the Russian military because we're afraid of some imaginary invasion they do into Europe, right? Which is all a fugazi, all fake. NATO expanded 12 countries. Russia disbanded the Warsaw Pact, right? So you can just look at history. They'll try to sell you a narrative like that on Ukraine, and then they'll turn around and they'll say, oh, you know, this war over here, it's noble for some reason. This other one is really good. And I think a lot of people are starting to wake up to that. I think the people that are in like the pro-Palestine, pro-Ukraine camp are starting to wake up to the psyop that represents. All right, I'll read this. The Islamic Republic of Iran, oh, this is from today, this is from this morning, has asked us to continue talks. We have agreed to do so, but the United States has stated to them in no uncertain terms that the ceasefire is over. Okay, so back to war. Let's go. Or here, let me do my Jesse Waters impression real quick. How
How's that? Is that better? Now can I get a Daily Wire sponsorship like Matt Nuclear and make $8,000 a month, please? Pretty good, right? Thank you for your attention to this matter. Oh, man, screw you. President Donald J. Trump. I'm so sick of this. I really am so sick of this. I grew up here. We were talking about Obama, and Obama was doing a lot of the same militaristic evil stuff that Trump is doing now. It was unacceptable then. It's unacceptable now, and it's even worse now. And people won't like me saying it. Say, how can you even compare the two? It's a different period in the country. We're further down the road. The guardrails are lower. We're about to go over the embankment or the embankment or whatever it's called, right? That's where we are. Before the end of this segment, I do want to talk about it. This is the CNN article. Israel shared intelligence with U.S. of Iran plot or Iranian plot to assassinate Trump. Sources say, isn't that nice? There's always a source. Israel shared intelligence with the United States that Iran had recently devised a new plan to assassinate President Donald Trump. Two sources, always familiar with the matter, told CNN, adding another layer of tension as a ceasefire deal between the countries comes under strain. One of the sources says the warning came this week. Another source said the U.S. had picked up a steady drumbeat of intelligence in the recent weeks about possible plans to assassinate Trump. But the warning from Israel was new and concerned a specific plot. Other American officials suggested the Israeli report could be an effort to sway Trump's decision making as he weighs whether to intensify American military action against Iran. Oh, yeah, you think so? You think that's likely? You know, like think about it from this perspective. Who benefits, right? Cui bono, who benefits? When the Iranians, theoretically, and I don't want this to happen, right? Screw them, America first. If the Iranians, they gank Trump, if they get him, they get nuked, their country is over, it will be a big glow. And Trump has literally left instructions specific to that. And he talks about that here, and I'll read that passage to you now. They want to take out the U.S. leader to me. They want to take me out. You better believe it. Trump told the reporters Wednesday, I'm on whatever list I saw this morning. I'm on every single one of their lists. And so far, I guess I've been a bit lucky, but maybe that doesn't last very long. These are evil, sick people, and we have to root out that cancer. There's that attitude again. It's a disease. He has to eliminate it. He's a germaphobe. Remember that. That cancer. You know what you do? You got to cut the cancer early or cut out the cancer early, and that's the way I feel. So another word for that is called regime change, right? So they told you up front that it was both a regime change war and that it was not a regime change war. They told you up front this is going to be a 24-hour, 48-hour war, but it was also a war that had lasted for 47 years. And then it's also not a war because it's 1973 War Powers Act, but then, oh, wait, that expires. It still doesn't matter because Congress vetoed the other thing because of Chuckie Schumer. So you talk to people about this, and you just have to get back to the baseline of what we've done, what we've been responsible for. We killed 165 little schoolgirls, okay, burned them up bad. And that was an unprovoked attack. That was a war crime. That's just one of the many war crimes we've committed recently, but it's probably the most heinous one I can think of. You know, they're going to school, you know, taking their backpack off, getting ready to sit down. Maybe you got a son or daughter at home, right? And then, boom, big, beautiful Tomahawk missile drops on little Ahmed's head, and then he's dead forever. And then you got Trump up there talking about cutting out the cancer. What does that mean? What is the cancer? How many people have they killed? How many people are they willing to kill? How many people they don't care about? Not just in Iran, but across the entire world, the global famine that will happen as a result of no traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. And think about this. The Iranians have been abiding by the MOU. We're the ones. Yeah, look at that. We're the ones that violated it. Look at that. That is the consequence of just saying, oh, Trump's, you know, he's just chuckle buddy making some mistakes. You know, I wish he was doing a better job. No more of that. Seriously, no more of that. You want to talk about holding people's feet to the fire? These kids got held to the fire. They burned up. They died. How about that? How's that for 250 years, you know? And I'm not trying to do a guilt-tripping thing on the country. It's not our fault. We've been captured and enslaved and made to pay for all this genocide. We are just like the Palestinians. We are just like the Iranian civilians that got murdered, right? We are the same. We are the victims of this system, right? And we are told that this is done to protect us. Those little kids aren't going to do anything to you. Their government, they have a nuclear weapon. We lied about that. 19 intelligence agencies said they didn't have one. Joe Kent says they didn't have one. That's my source for that. You know, we didn't need to do this. But Israel wants the Greater Israel Project, and they have territorial ambitions that include Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Iran. So it has to be done for them. Always must be done for them, never for us. None of these wars are for us. It's not even the hemispheric stuff that Trump talked about earlier, or the Venezuela thing, which I disagree with for different reasons. It's not Monroe Doctrine. It's not Donroe Doctrine. It's shooting yourself in the head repeatedly as Uncle Sam, committing suicide as a nation. That's where we're at. Because here's the thing. The reality that's coming, as much as you might hate me saying this, is multipolarity. Okay. And these other nations, which we have the ability to cooperate with and work with, specifically Russia, in my estimation and opinion, we completely disregard them for the weakest, sickest, most degenerate allies on the planet. Who is that? The EU, Ukraine, Israel. What do they have? No natural resources, no economic power base, no massive civilian population workforce, skilled or unskilled otherwise, okay? It's empty. It's gone. It's been hollowed out, okay? That's the Globo Homo project, okay? Look at no better example than Ukraine. Pre-war population, 35 million, now estimated below 25 million. That second guy that went to assassinate Trump, you know what he was up to? He was recruiting Afghani migrants to go fight in Ukraine with the promise of future living there, right? Replacement migration, giant war, chop up the country, sell it to giant conglomerates. That's what the West has become, especially in Europe, Israel, and Ukraine, right? And that's what's trying to co-opt us right now. That's what's got our president by the balls, and that's what our president promised to fight. I'm not mad at Donald Trump because I think he's some like a Malthusian or like malevolent character. I'm upset at Donald Trump because this is a guy that broke his promises to us. We the people, the 2024 platform was good. I begged people to vote for him. There is no reason for me to say this right now other than that it's the truth, right? It's a lot more profitable to be a shill. You got to stand up against this stuff, guys, because if you don't stand up against it, we're not going to have a country much longer. And you have to tell your family, tell your friends, are you anti-war? What does that mean? Do you know what we're doing overseas right now? And it doesn't matter. Oh, there's a new CNN article about they're going to try to kill the president. Oh, it's all propaganda designed to confuse you. Look at what's happened right now. We're in violation of the MOU. That's what it comes down to. Trump says ceasefire's over. We're back to full war. So we got Anthony Aguilar joining in the second hour. Really looking forward to that. I've got a lot more news I want to run down. I got a bunch of clips. We're going to do a clip show here in the next segment. So stay with me. I want to tell you guys, if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's Rex Jones News with a Z. I'm posting workout stuff on there. I'm posting stuff from my two shows, Gray Area Talks and New American Journal. That's 8 a.m., 11 a.m. every morning. And then 7:30 to 9:30 Thursday and Sunday p.m. Central Standard Time. Rex Jones News on Instagram. I really appreciate you all. I'll see you in the next segment. Take it easy. Have fun on that afternoon drive.
Introducing AquaPure, the ultimate water filter shower head. Ladies and gentlemen, on your screen are the major third-party scientific tests. This is the very best top-of-the-line water filtration system for your shower head. It just takes seconds to be screwed on to any system, no plumbers. You owe it to yourself, your husband, your wife, your children to cut out the gender-bending chemicals that are in all the major tap water supplies. Most well water is contaminated as well. You can't just filter the water you drink. One of the biggest places you can pull the studies up that we absorb poisons is through our skin and through our lungs. The amount of chlorine in major water supplies is insane. You know, if you put fish in tap water, even if you aerate it, even if you feed them, they die within hours. That's because it's toxic. That's because it's poison. Chlorine alone kills bacteria. Great, you don't get dysentery, but it destroys your gut flora, and it's directly linked to cancer. Then you've got the fluoride, you've got the lead, you've got the arsenic. This system reduces it all 95 to 95%. Now, we've got gravity fed filters that cut it all out, but those are drip, drip, drip. This system is the very best on the market and reduces it from 95 to 99%, depending on the hundreds of chemicals that are out there in the studies that have been done. And that is the top of the line because it's forcing it through fast. It's got really good pressure and you are reducing it down 95 to 99%. That is the best you are going to get if you live in one of these cities with the deadly tap water. And so many areas like Los Angeles are toilet to tap. They recycle the birth control and the Adderall and all the thousands of pharmaceuticals and the feces and the tampons and the microplastics all go back in, go through all these complex systems. They fill with all this chlorine and then they ship it back out down your water pipes. And not to mention what's in the pipes and all the buildup. And then when sewage runs off, it gets into the water supply. You are insane if you're drinking tap water. And you can look up the studies for yourself. Almost all well water and aquifers in the United States are heavily contaminated with thousands of different chemicals like lead and mercury and arsenic and fluoride and other forever chemicals. So again, I can tell you forever in my home, we have these systems, and it does hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of showers before it's got to be replaced. The head's not replaced. We have the replacement filters for $30. For this quality, nobody can beat it, and it funds our operation against the globalist. This is very, very competitive at the normal retail. Listen to this. Normal retail is $139, but for everybody, it's $97.99, that's 30% off. And for VIP, $69.99. That is a steal at that deal. So anybody buying anything at the alexjonesstore.com, whether it's t-shirts, high quality supplements, water filters, you name it, should be a VIP. It's $30 a month. Instantly get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, and special sales on top of sales on everything. Cancel any time, so it's not even a commitment. You just get the better deals. We get to remind you of those, and we've got a lot of really satisfied customers. Over 90%+ reorder rate on our supplements, and it's starting to happen with our water filters as well because we've got the best deals, and it funds our information warfare operation. This is the best. You owe it to yourself. Secure yours now while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com, and I want to thank you for supporting the transmission while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wise. God bless you all. Now take action now.
Yeah, we got to hang this first little bit of news on the Wall Street Journal. They've got a source telling them that Israel relayed to the U.S. intelligence about a new plot to assassinate President Trump. And frankly, it doesn't come as a surprise. The Iranians in particular have not been subtle about it. If you look at the banners that they displayed during the final day of the funeral for the late Grand Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in Mashhad, Iran, the banners read, "We will kill Trump." Comments from the mourners were, "By the blood of the martyred Ayatollah, we will kill Trump," and things of that nature.
Mad, 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 mad,
now, a U.S. official says despite Iran violating the memorandum of understanding by firing on those commercial ships in the Straits, the talks are still happening behind the scenes to bring an end to this war. General Keith Kellogg says the Iranians need to get the message that the U.S. is serious.
You take that 14-point MOU and you throw it away. And you start to make the Iranians understand that we are not equals in this fight at all. There's three demands we have. One is we're going to send the IAEA to get the enriched uranium and the centrifuges. Number two, we're going to open up the Strait of Hormuz. And if you attack it, we'll attack back. The third, you're going to lay off your neighbors. You're going to stop shooting at Kuwait. You're going to stop shooting at the Emirates.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke by phone with President Trump yesterday. Netanyahu does not want President Trump to sell F-35 fighter jets to Turkey. He says it will upset the balance of power in the Middle East. Netanyahu emphasized statements made by Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in the past against the existence of the State of Israel.
Israel against the existence of the State of Israel.
Now, what did they say there? Did you catch the lie? Did you notice it? Iran is in violation of the MOU. That's what they said. I laid out very carefully last segment how that's not true, how in paragraph 5 of the MOU, it dictates Iran will dictate traffic through the strait and control it for commercial vessels, right? They'll do it toll 3, but they are going to do it. We have been directing people to use the Omani coastline in direct violation of said MOU. So when Kellogg, who is one of the worst, an absolute deep state scumbag, when Kellogg is up there, you know, warbling for the deep state, getting his Fox News correspondents money or whatever to spread the propaganda, you have to hear that and understand he's telling you a lie and he knows it. Now, does he believe the lie himself? This is the question that we have to ask, because these people, they have to know they can't win. We can't win this war, right? The MOU, the whole reason why it got signed was that it was a conditional surrender document, ladies and gentlemen. You don't give $300 billion to the party that lost, okay? That would be like in a prize fight, you know, giving the champion's purse to a loser, right? You know, Iran's not giving us money, we're giving Iran money. And that's even what the neocons and the Israel First people had a problem with, and that's why I was so hopeful. Because we saw this beautiful divide forming within the MIGA camp, the Make Israel or Iran Great Again camp, whatever you want to say, between the Trump loyalists and the Israel First people. The Israel First people, who, of course, are outraged about this and outraged about the MOU and want it to be gone, want it to be over. And the Trump loyalists saying, ha ha, see, we've been proven correct. Trump always wanted peace. He's got the deal now. Now both the Zionists and the anti-Trump people, whatever you say, the anti-war people, really, they got egg on their face. Let's laugh at them. We're correct. Sadly, it looks like the Israel First people won the battle. Look at that bullfrog up there. Look at that creature. And I can't even describe to you the way that I've heard Larry Johnson, Pepe Escobar, all of these top geopolitical analysts talk about that guy and so many other, Jack Keane. I mean, just watch Daniel Davis, a decorated veteran. Watch any decorated veteran talk to you about these generals. What they will tell you is these are men that are prepared fundamentally for a 20th century war. And they think it's about the tanks and the planes and the, you know, the aircraft carriers. And we can just, you know, spread our capability anywhere we want because we got the ships and we got the planes that no one else has and ours are the best. That's not how it works anymore. Look at Ukraine. Look at Iran. It's drone and missile warfare. That is the future. That is objectively the future. So you have this old warbling chungus up there, who I guess is just paid to lie, in my view, in my opinion. Right? I'm not saying that as fact. It's just a bit insane to me. Of course, because keep in mind, these are all the same people that told you it would be over in a week, a month, before the 60 days, right, of the 1973 War Powers Act. They all got it wrong. The same with Ukraine. I remember watching a clip of this guy, or it may have been Jack Keane, like over a year ago or 2 years ago, talking about the Leopard tank and how it was going to be a game changer, right? So it's enough already. Let's get into clip number 9. Before we do that, let me intro it. So this also happened. This is just another example of the bizarre fog of war type stuff that is just rampant in this conflict. And truly sitting here, like, this is us trying to do our best job of parsing through the limited information. We always know more in like a week or a month, but we're going to do our best here with this AP news article. No one claimed responsibility Friday for airstrikes that hit Iran after the U.S. said it finished its attacks, leaving questions about who else may be targeting the Islamic Republic. I wonder who could do that. Do, 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 or however you do the song. The strikes Thursday, just as Iran prepared to bury the late Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, hit across southern Iran. The country's theocracy hasn't directly blamed anyone, though one lawmaker warned the UAE about allegedly providing support to the U.S. campaign against Iran. What, do you have a death wish? What, do you want to, you want your entire country to get destroyed? You want your desalinization plants that you're actually relying on to get eliminated? Like, I don't buy that it was the Gulf states. That's like a ridiculous cop-out. What is, and I know UAE is like Israel's lapdog and is very aggressive and doesn't like Iran. I'm familiar with that. I know the geopolitics surrounding the region, you know, at a modest level. So, seems to me like the only people that might be interested in getting Iran, you know, to over respond, over retaliate, or whatever you want to call it, sounds like that might be, you know, Lindsey Graham's favorite magical place to visit besides Ukraine, which would be, of course, Tel Aviv, right? That sounds like a plan that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, and Mark Levin, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, you know, some additional missile strikes hit the Iranians, those dirty bastards.
Once they get hit, they're not going to help it. They're going to blow up ships in the Strait, and we're going to go in there and do full war. I'm going to draft your son and daughter and send them off to die in the Strait of Hormuz. Isn't that right, Mr. Producer? Mr. Producer, how many children do Americans have on average, Mr. Producer? We got a lot of blood to work with here. Like that's look at him. Look at him. That's the Grim Reaper. The Grim Weeper. The Grim Creeper. Jeepers. Mark Levin. And that's what he leaves in his wake, destruction and death. That's right. That's right. There we go. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and play the clip. That's going to be clip 9. That's the U.S. Denying these most recent attacks. Oh, I must have put in the wrong link. I apologize. I read the article. I read the article. It says that we denied it. Let's just go ahead and get into clip 10. President Trump's decision to declare the MOU over. Let's go ahead and play this one.
New Iranian plot to assassinate Trump. According to the Wall Street Journal, with new reporting this
Pause
hour.
When am I coming over to the pool house? That's all I have to say. Keep playing it.
Which suggests Iran was plotting a new plan to kill President Trump. Now, Israel is not commenting thus far, but President Trump did bring this topic up multiple times yesterday. It was clearly on his mind. He talked about how his life could be at risk and mentioned specifically that he is Iran's top target.
They want to take out the U.S. leader, me. I'm on every list. I saw things this morning. I'm on every single one of their lists.
I'm number one on the kill list for Iran. They're lovely people. I'm number one. I may be gone too, because I'm their number one target. It's out
Pause
all
it.
Over the place.
I'm number one. No one does it like me. They have to kill me. They want to kill me very badly, let me tell you. People are saying it, and it's true. They're out to get me. I'm number one on all the lists. Not just one list, all the lists, let me tell you. It's very important.
I'm kind of losing my impressions a little bit. I gotta workshop them more. But it's a bad joke. Right. It's the idea that Thomas Crooks, go ahead and pull up a photo of Thomas Crooks. Go ahead and show Thomas Crooks in his Mount Rushmore T-shirt. OK, we know nothing about Thomas Crooks. He lived in an empty house with two social worker parents with no silverware. Right now, I want you to keep in mind that's not a homegrown American mongoloid creature that wearing an American flag T-shirt. That is Abdul Crookistan. Okay, from Iran, you know, and he's a Shia. He's a Shia fundamentalist. That's right. In his American flag T-shirt. And if you can believe that, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch, you can see the roof. And see, we could see the roof. The security at the event, they couldn't see the roof where you had apparently this AIDS teenager up there doing the will of Allah. You want me to believe that? I can't do it anymore. Keep playing Trump. For clip 10.
The scum.
Were you aware of any credible threat by Iran against your
Well,
region?
I have a threat all the time. I'm number one on their list before you. But if I go, you go. Mm-hmm. Right?
Now, you see him there speaking on a plane here in that last clip. That was on board Air Force One, the old Air Force One. Right, that he's gotten rid of because he has the new $400 million presidential jet that he was given by a foreign country, Middle Eastern country, Qatar. According to four U.S. officials, the reason Trump was forced to swap the jets while he was at the NATO event in Turkey was because of security concerns. Two official sources tell CNN that the newer plane did not possess the same capabilities to ensure its, quote unquote, safety in international settings.
All right, so that's where we are with that. Let's go ahead and go to clip 7. This is Scott Jennings, of course, with the 47-year war lie. Playing clip 7 now.
It's the market. So he doesn't want to do something that tanks the market.
Guardrails for what? To go back to a world where we're all rainbows and unicorns with the Iranians? They've been at war with us for 47 years.
Pause it. That is no different than North Korean state media propaganda or Russian propaganda or Chinese propaganda or Israeli propaganda or any nation under the sun that you want to point to as having a history of doing that, right? That is a bold-faced lie that is used to dismiss peace or the prospect of peace negotiation. They've showed up to the negotiation table twice, okay, 12-day war, and now this time, and both times we have attacked. So think about that. Think about how the 12-day war started. We attacked, or Israel attacked, the middle of negotiations, right? So this lie, as in like, They're just a bunch of, and they rely on a lot of American ignorance for this. You have to realize Iran is a 4,000-year-old civilization. It's Persia, right? So this is not Afghanistan. But they go, oh, you know, it's not a nation of 92 million people. It's not as big as Western Europe. We can just go in there and destroy things and take it over. And they hate us. And they've been at war with us for 47 years. This is an established country with dignitaries, emissaries, diplomats, and they have a process just like everyone else does around the world where they try to follow the international law that we set up. It's literally our system. And my co-host, Tim Tompkins of the Gray Area, often remarks that international law is dead. And I do agree with him, but we're the ones that killed it because we wrote it, right? And then we want to have this moral position. And it's the classic thing, right? Because I'm always America first, love my country over all other countries, of course. But it's the classic thing of understanding that there's corruption everywhere and we're endemic with it right now. If we want to be the great nation that we were before, we can't be going to war for another nation. And we certainly can't let them do genocide and attack in the middle of negotiations and then go out there and lie and say the people that they're bombing are doing that when they're the ones that were attacked. Keep in mind, the most supreme war crime of all is the initial war of aggression, which is what all of this is from day one. So I want to go ahead and play, because I don't want us to get memory fatigue here. I don't want us to get amnesia. Clip number 11. This is Trump claiming for months that Iran wants to make a deal. Go ahead and play it.
They want to make a deal.
And they want to make a deal so badly.
They want to make a deal so badly.
I do see a deal in Iran.
It's looking very good that we're going to make a deal. This process should go very quickly. We're going to end that war very quickly.
We're in the final throes of what will be a very, very good deal.
And they want to make the deal a lot more than I do. We have our deal done with Iran, and it should be successful.
We're making an amazing deal with Iran.
They want to make a deal with us very badly.
They're dying to make a deal. They're giving us a lot.
They want to make a deal so badly.
Jonah Goldberg.
And then now he says he's gotten to know them and they're scum. So like, it's just the flip-flopping day by day. It's not responsible as the U.S. president, as our leader, and just a leader of the free world, supposedly, right? It's not legitimate to do this, to treat your own citizens like this. Like, I'm a business person, I'm a businessman. How am I supposed to reorder inventory that I need to sell, pay the invoices that I need to pay my employees, the payroll I have to pay, reliably when consumer sentiment is at an all-time low in this country? So I've been a business owner for 5 years, about to be six next year, right? How am I supposed to compete when the only people that can afford to reorder and have product are people with billion-dollar companies that are conglomerates that aren't people at all? It's an entity, right? Because when I see the stock market go up and I hear people tell me to play it, when I see Polymarket go up and I hear people tell me to play it, when I see all these things, right? It could be a wide variety of new scams and hustles to get in on. I just want to succeed in retail, right? I just want to do normal American business. Why does everything now have to be a constant fraud? Right? Why does Trump, you know, he loses money in the first administration, very noble, right? To be a billionaire and to lose money as president. And then he makes like $2.2 billion now? What? I mean, I was on here. We were all on here talking to you about Burisma and Hunter Biden. How can we do that and not talk about this? Not talk about the tungsten deals. Not talk about the drone weapons deals. Not talk about the deals with other countries for new, incredible style, like villain layers. Right? For Ivanka and Jared Kushner, right? I'm tired of being played for a fool. I'm tired of not having a representative government. And that's what the founders fought a revolution over. Okay. I'm peaceful, like Martin Luther King or Gandhi or something like that, right? I'm not calling for any sort of violence, but we do have to realize, like, if you're not waking up five other people a day about this, you're a part of the problem, period. And if you're listening out there right now, you're not convinced or you're smirking, you're like, huh, we got a reason to be in this war, this conflict. Well, hey, you know what? How about you go get a gun and go to the jump point, right, from the plane and parachute in and take Karg Island, you know? Because if it's not going to be you, it's going to be somewhere else. It's going to be boots on the ground. Okay, that's my prediction. I loathe it. I hope that I am wrong, truly. But that's what all you pro-war people and lukewarm people, that's what you support. That's the road to hell. It's paved with good intentions, okay? And I know I still got people out there that aren't convinced, and I'm just going to tell you right now, We got Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Aguilar, Green Beret, decorated combat veteran, 8 deployments, you name it, running for Congress in North Carolina. We're going to have him on. We're going to ask him about it, okay? Because people go, what's your deal? You're just a 23-year-old. And it's like, yeah, I'm just a 23-year-old. That's right. But I have, you know, the best guests on the entire world that are going to break it down for you from an experience level that really can't even be quantified or understood by most individuals. But you understand the credentials and the experience, well, that comes with, you know, being a Green Beret, comes with 8 combat deployments, comes for running for Congress, right? But you have to hear it from him, his breakdown on these situations, because he's got context that you couldn't even, like, he mentions Syria, mentions Afghanistan, places that he's been, right? It gives us, the viewers and listeners, and I'm a viewer and listener too in that moment because I'm conducting the interview, it gives us more context for what's going on in our world. It makes our world bigger. These mainstream media companies, the Fox News, the cable, the alternative media, the Daily Wire types, the PragerU types, all that stuff, Daily Beast, Vice, you name it, Left, Right, Daily, whatever, right? All those people, it's designed to corral you and control you and give you this narrative worldview, right? And the narrative worldview is wonderful and it tastes good and it's so sweet because it's everything you want. You're a sweet little libtard, right? And you got, oh, yeah, I like Gaza a little bit, but I love Ukraine. I love those neo-Nazis. Oh, you got the newsfeed right for you right there, right? Because that's an establishment viewpoint, an establishment position. It's time to get off that plantation. Get off the old media plantation. Start watching shows like mine. Start watching shows like my dad's. Watch everything on AJN. Like I said earlier, another plug for these guys. I got to do it. Dialogue Works, Judge Napolitano, Daniel Davis. You should tell everyone in your family to subscribe to those 3 channels and start watching these old heads talk about it because they know. They have that context that I'm talking about. And you really, really, really got to go to alexjoneslive.com and you really, really got to let people know that we're still on air because I encounter this, of course, being the progeny or whatever it's called. People tell me that, like, oh man, you know, I wish I could still watch your dad. And he's on air every day, just like me, every day. We are still here. We are available. And I'll touch on this briefly because we got 5 minutes left. I didn't want to make it a whole thing, right? Because I'm actually not a social climber like that. I'm just trying to do my own thing over here and be real and do my story. But regarding the whole Sneeko Alex Jones thing that goes down, Sneeko did this whole bizarre moral grandstanding about how, like, we ruined his childhood, basically. The morning of the attack, Alex, it was you. You did it. He knows the guy's name. He knows who Adam Lanza is, okay? He also knows that as someone that reports on news and mass casualty events, he knows he's somebody that is responsible and could be held under the same standard we were, okay? So you have to keep in mind, we were deplatformed in 2017 before any of the Sandy Hook lawsuits, right? So our voice was taken away from us. Of course, we built Band.Video and other things, and the true loyalists were there, and people that were there on Band.Video, I really salute you in our darkest hour. And we're very blessed now to be on X and Rumble and all these other platforms. Like he look at this weak sister, right? Look at this guy. He's trying to LARP as an Arab, and he's like a Haitian and a Filipino. And that's whatever, and I respect him, and he's got a great media career. But he comes on here and he tries to virtue signal to the man that literally created the entire genre and bled out publicly in the street so that you could have the right to free speech online. Okay? This is a civil rights issue. This is bigger than basically anything else. Okay? This is constitutional. All right? He has the right to question a mass casualty event, and he was defrauded in court. We were not given justice. We were ruled guilty by default. They requested evidence that never existed and then said, oh, you're not going to give it to us? It's over. And then they had a guy go up on the stage and say my dad was worth $270 million. My dad's never been worth more than like $8 million. Okay? Like, he bought a $3 million house that appreciated like $7 and sold it to fund the operation. And people see videos of his house he's in right now, the one he's had since 2014. They go, look at all that nice stuff he's got. He should give it to the families. Well, is he supposed to live in a freaking box? He works for 32 years, employs 78 plus people, gives millions of people phenomenal supplements that improve their life. Oh, he can never have anything good, right? We're supposed to live in the dirt and crawl, right? But all sneaky Sneeko can go to the club and wear his hijab. Good grief. You got to have respect for the people that established the genre of media that you now participate in. And you got to have the honor to stand up for the country. Sneeko said he cared about the Constitution in reference to, oh, like, you don't like America or whatever. Well, Sneeko, if you like the Constitution, how about you stand up for the First Amendment? Let me give you a little knowledge, Sneeko. Let me teach you something. You can go on Google Trends right now and verify this. Do Alex Jones 9/11, Alex Jones Sandy Hook, Alex Jones 9/11, totally random spikes, big topic of my dad, known for that, you know, at 9/11 truth, right? Very simple. Sandy Hook, 2012, dude, you'll see a line. We covered it. Everybody covered it. It's not illegal to cover it. But 2015, 2018, even before that, like 2012, dude, 2015 to 2018, really 2017, completely flat. Or if there's a line, it's like that. Look at what happens after we got banned, Sneeko. Look at the thousands of articles that got dropped on our head. Imagine if that was you. Imagine if you got kicked off Kick, YouTube, Rumble, X. Imagine if that happened. Imagine if they said the most despicable things about you, right? Imagine if they truly did try to get you thrown in prison for being a domestic terrorist. Imagine if they lied about what you said publicly, said that you threatened people's families, said that you peed on people's graves. That's what they said about my father. I've had people tell me that in public. What if it was you? You know, what would what does your God have to say about that and the truth? Look at that. That's Sandy Hook in general. Look at the web traffic there. See how that's flat after 2012? See how we didn't make all our millions off that? See how that's a damn lie? But just go back to me, come back to me. I want to have a conversation with Sneeko about this. And here's the thing. You're a citizen. I know Nick Fuentes has the shirts that say deport Sneeko. You're a U.S. citizen. I apologize. I don't want you deported. All right. And people will say, oh, you shouldn't say that. Well, hey, I'm my own man. So I'd like to interview you. I'd like to have you on the show. Respect, no hate. And like I said about the social climbing stuff, I really don't care. I don't need that. I have bigger bona fides than you. I was in a studio when you were in like high school. So it doesn't matter to me. But I want to interview you. I want to have you on. And we can just take a step back from the inflammatory Christianity Islam issue and just look at the censorship. Look at what was done to us. You really need to tell your audience about this. This is history. This is public service. This is hidden history being erased right now. Civil rights, all right, that you care about so much. And you know what? Maybe my dad can be a little bit aggressive and whatever. I won't do that. Seriously, I just want to have a conversation about what happened to our office, what was taken from us illegally. Because I don't want it to happen to you. I want you to make money and do your business. I want you to succeed. So come on the show, Sneeko. Let's talk about it. I'll see you all in the next break.
Took 2 years to do this, our great sponsor. I'm not bitching. It's amazing. They got the highest rated. We published the studies, showed it to you, the big third-party testing firms. The highest quality, gravity-fed filters, cuts out all the thousands of different forever chemicals like atrazine and glyphosate to non-detectable levels, meaning zero, basically. Can't detect it. That's the highest rating with the most beautiful stainless steel. 3-gallon system. You can get the stand if you want to. A lot of people don't even need the stand. Looks great in your kitchen, great at your business, but the most important thing is it cuts all these toxins out. This is the number one thing you should do for your family, for people, your coworkers. This is no more bottled water, no more, you dump swamp water in this, pool water, whatever, it cuts everything out, and it funds the operation. Everybody needs one of these. This is a home run. I am so impressed because I've been bitching it bigly. Like 2 years ago, when we started, go, hey, we need this, here's the ratings, this is the highest thing, I want stainless steel. You can go out and find the company, the manufacturers, go to the one with the highest quality, lowest price. They're selling crap. They don't even have the good filters. This isn't even stainless steel. It's plastic. For more than this, get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com. Commit to yourself to get the poisons out of the water. It's one of the biggest moves you can make to take control of your life, and it funds this operation. Order it now at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action. And there's a big sale that's going to end Sunday night at midnight. And that is Ultimate Life Force, the ultimate spike protein cardiovascular booster for everybody. That is 50% off. Bunch of other deals. They're going to end soon at thealexjonesstore.com. Widest selection of Patriot apparel and more. And the live feeds of the show are at thealexjonesstore.com as well.
Nice try, globalist. But Alex Jones is still here. And he's not f***ing leaving.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.